Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And today is your day. Today has been set aside for you and you alone. Why? Because he loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is the reason why today is your day, so that you will live eternal as long as you choose Jesus today. And this day has also been a wonderful day, and it may not have patterned itself out for you, but from this point on, the pattern will be a day of love, a time of joy, a time on his love, because you have released everything that may have weighed you down today. You have turned everything over to God the Father. You have loved Jesus so much that this will be a day of freedom for you because of what you have done today. Don't be weighed down. Don't be heavy burdened, but always rejoice in the Lord. Always, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like, always rejoice in the Lord. And I hope that has encouraged you today, because Brother Harold, Minister Harold Copeland, and I are here to encourage you through the Word of God, through the love of God, that we are here to encourage you through and through. So with my co-host in studio today, Brother Harold, thank you for continuing this wonderful teaching series, The Ingredients of Agape Love. And I tell you, we can just continue in love for or until the return of Jesus Christ. And that is what we are called to do, is to love on you and you love on us until the return of Jesus Christ comes back. So, Brother Harold, here we are, ready for you to continue to shower us with the love letters of God through the Bible in this wonderful teaching series, The Ingredients of Agape Love. Brother Harold?
Well, thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. As was said, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our great host, Minister Carnita Smith, amen, we are excited to be back in studio.
Amen.
And we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. And we want you to know that we love you with the love of God. But most importantly, above all, God loves you with an everlasting love. And there is nothing you can do to stop him from loving you. Again, I say we are excited, and it's an honor, and it's always a privilege to come together with you to release divine revelation knowledge. And as we said today, we are continuing the series on the ingredients of the agape love, the God kind of love. Yes. Yes, yes, the unconditional love of God. Somebody just let that soak into your heart. Amen. In this hour, it's time for the word to just soak. Amen. And we open up the channels of our heart and we begin to receive what God has for us. And this love is the greatest gift that God gives us. And the agape opens the door to all the rest of the gift. Hallelujah. And this gift is ours. And our Heavenly Father, Daddy wants us to have His love. Amen. His love fills us through and through. Glory to God. All of our hearts, all of our minds, all of our soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. And He fills us with an overflow. Ah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I know during the introduction, Minister Smith, she quoted our lunch pad scripture. But my heart want to hear it again. So we're going to start out by reading that out of the book of John, chapter number 3. Verse 16.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only, one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Praise God. God so loved. John used that writing as the communication of little children. That's how they like to communicate, especially when they want to emphasize something great to you. It was so big. And sometimes they talk about church, too. Church was so long. Glory to God. Mama, I don't like science because she teaches so much information. So that soul love is, that's a big love. Amen. That's a big love. And you know, once we tap into the soul love, amen, and we begin to grow up in it, the love of God. Amen, because we can mature in this love, and that's where we're going to be headed, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. Amen. But once we grow up in this love, we can actually say, you know, I love Mama, I love Daddy, but God's love is greater than the love that Mama had for me and the love that Daddy had for me. Amen. God's love is greater than the love that my brothers and sisters had for me in the house. God loved greater than any one of my relatives. Man. And come on, married people. Let's talk about, you know, puppy love. You know, when we dated and we thought, glory to God, that the star had fallen out of the sky and the star had felt in our eyes and our eyes were twinkling. Amen. And we were just so in love. Amen. After we grew up in God, we find out that that was nothing. Amen. Glory to God compared to the love of God. And then we find that right one and glory to God. And we got to go to the altar and glory to get that thing solidified by God Himself. And glory to God, this lifetime investment in this woman or in this man. I'm so much in love. And then, glory to God, you know, after the honeymoon, we find out that, you know, our love space is still empty. Amen? Amen. And sometimes even to the point where we will say, is this the one? You know, did I miss God? Amen? Well, no, you didn't miss God completely. Concerning your spouse, Amen. But you miss God concerning love. Amen. Because that void that you're trying to fill, that spouse can't fill that void. That void. Amen. That's God's void. He's the only one that can fill that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we do disjustice when we marry that spouse and expect that spouse to fill that empty void that only God can fill on the inside of us. Amen. We put that spouse in bondage. Amen. We're crying out to ask that spouse to become our God. Amen. And God is crying out to us to say, let me be your God. I'm the only one that can feel that God is only on inside of you. And I do it with my agape. Glory to God. Amen. We don't have to perform in the presence of God because agape is unconditional. Amen. All we have to do is be still and know that he's God. And we open our hearts and receive. This is the hour that we receive. Hallelujah. And that's why, you know, most Christian walk becomes laborious and hard. Instead of receiving, we try to make it happen. Amen. And we can't make something happen that already happened. I mean, it would be foolish for us to make something happen that's already been happened. Amen. And the reason I know it already happened because I hear my Lord and Savior on the call say, it is finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus finished the work. And what is Jesus' name? I'm glad you asked. Love, the agape. The agape finished the work. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't finish it for himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he didn't need no work. Amen. He finished it for you. He finished it for me. Hallelujah. That we may partake of his goodness. Amen. And what first base is, first base in God is his love. Amen. The agape. Amen. And it's not, you know, which I had this mindset. I had this mindset that if I do enough good things, if I do enough good things, then I can earn the love of God. I mean, I was in church, and I had that type of mindset. And I tell you what, I used to have to get saved every day. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because I missed the mark every day. I never could attain that thing. Amen. I tried to walk out perfection. Glory to God. I tried to do what only Jesus could do. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, I would even count my sins. Oh, I only sinned two times this week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, it got bad when I lost count of my sins. I said, oh, I'm in trouble now. Amen. But God didn't call us to walk this thing out. Jesus walked it out for us. Hallelujah. That's love. Somebody say, that's love. Amen. Jesus walked this out for us. And we believe. Glory to God. And once we believe, we begin to receive. Amen. God loves his enemy. Amen. I raised my hand. That's me. Yes. I was his enemy. He said, God so loved the world. You can put my name in there. God so loved Harold. Yes. That he gave. Amen. And see, gave, I like that. Gave is an action. Love is an action word. Gave. Amen. And we need to do concerning love, concerning the agape, we need to do less talking. Amen. And more walk. Amen. Glory to God. Because our walking, which is our action, amen, speak louder. Glory to God. Speak louder than our words. Amen. We need to do the doing. You know, Nike say, just do it. Amen. And Nike got that from the word of God. When Jesus said, don't doubt, just believe. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank God I don't have to believe in myself, but I believe in Jesus. Amen. And I don't have to believe in my doing, but I believe in what he has done. Glory to God. And when I believe that, that empowers me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Empowers me to walk this thing out in the earth realm. Glory to God. You know the word of God say, be ye a walking epistle. Glory to God. And that word epistle means Bible. Be ye a walking Bible. And what's that? Seen and read by man daily. Why are the people watching us? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we got to get to the point where we say, look, man, look over here. Come look at me. Amen. And see, when we're full of the love of God, amen, and we know God is love, we know they won't see us. Amen. Come on over here and look at me. Well, you won't see me. What you gonna do? You're gonna see the God in me. You're gonna see the love in me. Amen. You're gonna see God loving you. Amen. Through me. Come on over here and see the love of God. It's an action word. God gave. His one and only. I think that was the translation. His one and only. And King James say, only begotten son. His best. Glory to God. Love gives his best. Glory to God. Love starting out giving the best. His only begotten son. That whosoever believes. And you know about that word believe. Amen. But I know we got it. I know we do. And we know that's not an intellectual belief. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're into something spiritual. Glory to God. Something divine. Amen. Something supernatural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has made us a supernatural people. Amen. And if you want to hear a little bit more about that, you go to the website and look up spirit, soul, and body. We are spirits. Amen. We have a soul. Glory to God. And we live in a body. Hallelujah. And the real us is in the innermost part of our being. Glory to God. Connected to love. Hallelujah. Amen. When you want to release real love into a person's heart, amen, until your spouse, amen, until those adorable little children, amen, and don't forget about those great-grandchildren, amen. When you want to release, amen, real love, true love, you have to go deep and come out of your belly, amen. Out of the belly shall flow rivers, amen, hallelujah, amen. Rivers of the agape, hallelujah, amen. I remember the world had a song, and I was real young, brother to God, so you know how long that been. But it said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Amen. God. Amen. And that's the problem. Amen. And I just won't say world, people of God. I say the church. Amen. That's why this series is so important. Amen. And I pray that we do not eat at the table of this feast, this a feast of the ingredients of the agape. Amen. Come on, Will, help me out. And don't take in. Amen. We got to take in. Hallelujah. Whatever God said, we got to have the faith, which he has already dealt us that measure of faith. And we got to believe it and receive it. Amen. The word of God is spiritual, supernatural matter. Amen. And we have to partake of it, eat of it, amen, in our hearts. Amen. Come one with it. Amen. And that word will begin to bring forth, amen, a metamorphosism. Amen. A divine metamorphosism. Glory to God. Of love. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And that divine metamorphosis of the agape, oh, it's another beautiful word, we'll be getting to transform. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll begin to transform us from the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You know, no more outside-in transformation. Amen. I remember, you know, when in the days when I was in the world, amen, I used to dress up. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And but you know what? That dressing up and that transformation, that was from the outside in. Amen. I may have had on some good clothes and some good shoes, but my heart was dirty and nasty and ugly. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I cleaned the outside of the cup. Amen. Hallelujah. But I didn't clean the inside. Amen. And see, the agape is an inside-outside job. Hallelujah. Amen. It has the power to change us forever. Amen. Glory to God. Into the image and the likeness of Abba Father. I'm excited. I told you I was excited. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the God in me that got me all excited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm excited about Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I'm excited about love. Amen. See, there isn't a devil, a demon, a principality, a power that can stand before me and convince me that God don't love me. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. See, I know that God loves me. And that's why we teach this. Amen. Because what's been given unto me is also been given unto you. Amen. And the revelation that I receive is the revelation that you can receive. Amen. And it's your revelation from God. And you can come one with this thing and be a carrier of the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know the good part about it. Let me tell you the good part about it, my brother and my sister. It has nothing to do with me. God. Amen. And what makes it so beautiful to my heart and mind is I didn't earn it. I didn't earn this. And let me tell you something. Don't get mad at me. I wasn't deserving of it. I wasn't worthy of it. Amen. But because the agape is unconditional, hallelujah, that put me right in position. Glory to God. That made me qualified. Somebody say qualified. Amen. That made me qualified. Glory to God. To be a partaker. Amen. Hallelujah. It made me qualified to be a partaker. Amen. Of the very presence of the living God. Hallelujah. I know, glory to God, that song they used to sing about, Lord, I know I've been changed. Hallelujah. That's when love began to pull on your heart. Amen. And love began to flow. Amen. Through and through and through and through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, the angels in heaven don't sign my name. Glory to God. Amen. You tell the devil, say, devil, you're too late. Hallelujah. My name is already on the road. And it is. Amen. Because God loves us. Loves us so dearly. Glory to God. And because God has given us his best, his son, action word, whosoever believes, and we said that's not intellectual believing. Amen. It's a heart believing. Glory to God. Or intimacy, you know I had to say that beautiful word. Amen. Amen. And that's a beautiful word. Glory to God. When our heart have an intimate relationship, glory to God. Amen. With God. You know I got to break it down a little bit more. Have an intimate relationship with God who is love. Amen. Have an intimate relationship with love. Amen. Not that old humanistic love. Amen. But with the agape, unconditional love. Hallelujah. That put us in a supernatural position. Amen. Glory to God. And that supernatural position is in Christ. Amen. And see, and before I got into Christ, let me talk about myself. Before I got into Christ, I was into Hera. Oh, God help me. Amen. That was a horrible place to be. Into myself? Glory. That was hard. Self-centeredness, self-righteousness, self-absorbed, wake up every morning, what about me, what about me, what about me, what about me? Amen. The three most important people in my life, me, myself, and I. That's a bad place to be, amen. I was there. Amen. I was lost. Amen. I think it was John Newton who wrote that hymn, Amazing Grace. Amen. If I'm wrong, please forgive me, but I think it was, amen. And he was singing about me, Amazing Grace, how sweet that sound that saved a wretch like me. I said, how that man know me? I once was lost, but now I'm found. How did he know me? I was blind, but now I see. Who told that man about me? Amen. Amazing Grace. Praise God. The agape. I told you I was excited. Glory to God. There is, amen. God has given us his best. And I like Paul used this analogy a lot when he talk about God. You know, he lifts God up, but then he come back with this phrase. And this is the confidence that we have. God, I like the way he do that. And this is the confidence that we have. Amen. And the confidence that we have points to God. I like that. Amen. Glory to God. See, I can come one with that. Now, if I had to have confidence in myself, in my abilities, and what I did or what I can do, my talents, my skills, and ability, I wouldn't have that type of confidence. Amen. But because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, because of the love of God, then we can say easily, this is the confidence that we have. Amen. Whatever we ask for according to his will, he hears us. Amen. Praise God. And since he hears us, amen, we have those petitions. Amen. We have those petitions, amen, that we ask. Look at somebody and say, you already got it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I know the devil is not here, but he's somewhere listening. And say it again so he can hear it. Say, already got it. Glory to God. Amen. And because of Jesus Christ, it's mine. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I'm excited. Okay, so this is the confidence that we have because God gave us his best. Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. There's power in that name. Somebody say it again. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. And I need to bring this scripture in. This is one of my favorite scriptures, Ephesians. Amen. 2:8. And being found in fashion as a man. Glory to God. He humbled himself and came obedient. He's talking about love. Amen. He's talking about love. Paul's talking about love. And came obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Yeah, he's talking about love. He's talking about the agape. Then he said, wherefore God has highly exalted him. He's talking about love. Glory to God. Amen. And given him a name which is above all names. Glory to God. Ah, thank you, Lord. Then he said, that at the name of Jesus, somebody say that name. Glory to God. There's power in that name. At the name of Jesus. And they say, every knee must bow. Glory to God. Then he say, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. Amen. In every, somebody say every. Every tongue must, Jesus, is that name again, power, is Lord. Hallelujah. All to the glory of God, the Father. Thank you, Lord. I declare and I decree, Jesus is Lord. All to the glory of God, the Father. And because of this, this is the confidence that we have. Because he gave us his best at the beginning. We know that we know that we know that we know in our knower that there is no good thing that he will withhold from us. I got to do this. I feel it in my spirit. Look at somebody and say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us read that very beautiful chapter. I love this chapter. Out of 1 John chapter 4. And that's what we're going to teach on for the rest of the time here. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 through 21.
1 John 4, verse 15. And it reads this way, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Therefore, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he's seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Amen. Now, where we're going here, and it's all in that scripture, but we're just going to let it fall upon us, within us. But we need to get to perfection. Somebody say perfection. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we need to get to completion. Somebody say completion. Okay, so we have to go to the origin. Somebody say origin. And we established the origin last week. The origin of the agape, which is good, awesome, marvelous, wonderful. You'll never see nothing like it. Never. But the origin is from the heart of God. Yes, yes, amen. Somebody say from the heart of God. Yes. So we get Daddy opening up his heart, amen, and releasing, come on here, releasing himself, amen, amen. Because like was it in the scripture that we read, God is love. Amen. Essence. Somebody say essence. So when God opened up his heart, he released himself. Amen. Beautiful as that is. And he released it to us. Somebody make a personal say, he released it to me. Yeah. Say to me. Yeah. To my heart. Amen. Make it personal. To my heart. Amen. Now that's beautiful. Amen. It's wonderful. Glory to God. I don't even have a word to go that high. Let me just say, hallelujah. Yeah. Okay. But that doesn't perfect God's love, beautiful as that is. And that doesn't complete God's love. Amen. So we are going in here and perfect and complete the love of God. He started it, and he wants us to perfect it, and he wants us to complete it. And some people say, I'm waiting on God. No. God done his part. God has started it. Amen. And now he's waiting on us. And we ain't going to keep him waiting. Praise God. Now, God love is now in us. Amen. In us. And please receive that. Amen. And come one with it. And that come one with me and have a relationship, a true relationship. That you know that you know that you know. And no circumstance or situation can take this away from you. And there isn't a power great enough to be able to snatch the love of God out of your heart. Come one with it. Amen. And in the spirit, be an anointed, terrible 2-year-old and say, this is mine. This is mine. This is mine. God gave it to me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to treasure it with all of my heart, my mind, and my soul. So God is literally in us. And you say, well, God in us? Yes. The Father is in us? Yes. But where's the Son? In us. But where's the Holy Ghost? In us. Amen. Knowing that we serve one God with three manifestations. Amen. In unity. Glory to God. Acting in one purpose. And it's in the presence of Jesus coming into the world. That's love. To even have that mindset to send his son. And through Jesus, amen, we have Jesus' life on the inside of us. And you know, I thank God he didn't take my old life and refurbish it. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God he killed me. And you say, is that scripture? Yes, it is. But Paul says in Ephesians and Galatians, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Hey, that's my story. All these guys in the Bible, they be telling my story. I'm like, well, how you get my story? Amen. See, this is no longer the harrow, amen, that came out of my mama's womb. No. It's no longer I. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's Christ now. Glory to God. Amen. It's the love of God. It's the love of God. And it's manifested in us. Glory to God. And all we had to do was a beautiful word. We can get all this. Believe. Amen. In 16 of that reading, oh, so beautiful. God is love. Glory to God. Amen. God is the agape love. Amen. Hallelujah. I rejoice in this. God, the very essence of God nature. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the agape love. Amen. And then what comes with that? I'm glad you asked. What comes with the agape love is grace. Another beautiful word. What is grace? I'm glad you asked. Unmerited favor. Amen. And let's don't stop there. Unmerited favor in the presence of God. And in the presence of man, God will give us favor. God has given us favor. And then it's light, light. Amen. The light that shines in the darkness. I tell you what, before I came to Jesus, I had so much darkness in my heart and my mind and my soul. Glory to God. I didn't know where I was and what I was going and what I was doing and how I should do it and when should I do it. Amen. I was so dark, glory to God. I made darkness look like light. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Didn't want to die. Amen. Didn't want to live, but was scared to die. Glory to God. Amen. But the light came on when I met the Jesus, when I met love. Amen. The light came on. Yeah. It's that same light that Paul saw when he was on the road to, amen, Damascus to do the work of the devil. Amen. And then he said, suddenly, a light from heaven, as bright as the noonday sun. Glory to God. Amen. That's that light that's in us now. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when I was walking in hate, amen, and one connected to love, there was a lot of darkness in there. Amen. But once I confess with my mouth, amen, amen, once I believe, glory to God, amen, in my heart, amen, glory to God, amen, the light came on, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, the light of the love, amen, glory to God, I feel the light, amen, I sense the light, I sense the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. I sense the word of God coming alive. Glory to God. I sense the power of God for salvation. And I sense Holy Spirit tugging and say, man of God, you got to drop, stop, drop, and you got to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because God got somebody out there. He got a call on them. Amen. The Holy Spirit, amen, is pulling on somebody's heart in this hour. Amen. The Holy Spirit is knocking on the door of somebody's heart. Glory to God. Yes. God's word goes out. Amen. It went out like a double-edged sword. Hallelujah. And it cuts coming and going. And it will always accomplish what he set it out to do. Amen. And it'll never come back to him void. Hallelujah. And God is calling, amen, one of his sons and daughters that was pulled in by the deception of the enemy. Glory to God. But God is just saying by the Spirit in his word that the day of that deception is over. Glory to God. That this is the hour and this is the moment and this is the day that salvation is visiting you, glory to God. And don't miss that visitation. Amen. Hallelujah. Just open up the door of your heart
and let it in. This is the hour of stop, drop, and pray. Let's go to the cross, glory to God, because my host, Minister Kenita Smith, is going to take us to the foot of Jesus. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I tell you, this has been a wonderful time for us, or the right time to come to know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sin. So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to just stop, drop, and pray with us as we partner together and intercede for somebody, somebody who may not know the Lord in the pardoning of our sin, of their sin. So we ask that you would touch and agree with Minister Harold and myself as we take somebody to the foot of Jesus, that they would surrender and give their life to Christ right now. Remember in the beginning of the broadcast, I said this day is for you. This day has been set aside for you to give your life to Christ today. So we encourage you to procrastinate, not to substitute, not to hesitate, but to give your life to Christ today. For he set it aside. I can't say that enough, that we take to the Lord in prayer and we offer our life to him. So if you know somebody that you have been praying for, intercede for them and take them to the foot of Jesus, to the foot of the cross, if you will, to lift them up in prayer that they would come to know Jesus as well. But for you who are listening to this broadcast right now, let's just get it done, and let's just ask the Lord in prayer, my words, but your heart. And your heart should be ready, it should be softened, and you should be serious about this. This is a time to get serious with Christ. So let's pray. Remember, it's your heart, but my words. So bow your heads if you will. Lord God, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Lord, I surrender my life to you today. I don't know how to, what to, but one thing I do know is I love you. And I surrender my heart to you today. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Lord, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. He didn't have to. But I thank you, Lord God, for he did it for me. I've said some things, Lord, that I know wasn't right. I even thought about some things, Lord, that I know I should not have been doing. Lord, my actions, they were horrible today. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Lord, I believe by faith that your son, Jesus, died for my sins on that cross. And I know all I have to do is love you. Here I am, Lord. I trust you. I love you. And, Lord, I know I need you. You are my Savior, and I thank you. I pray this, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my brothers and my sisters, for lifting up that person that you may have lifted up in name. I pray that you call them by name. It may be your spouse, it may be a sibling, it may be your very child, or maybe that person at the job. But one thing we do is we stop, we drop, and we pray, and we intercede for them. Now, my brother and my sister who are listening to the broadcast today, praise the Lord that for you giving your life, your heart to Christ. Now, we encourage you to seek out a Bible-teaching church. Nowadays, everything is online, so we encourage you to seek out a church that you would be baptized, hopefully by submersion of water, that you would be rising up in newness of life, telling somebody that you are now a Christ follower. And we encourage you to seek out a small group Bible study. Continue to listen and follow us and learn through Mission from the Heart Bible study. But most of all, tap in to a small group discipleship Bible study that you could be discipled so you can grow and go in grace. Continue to love on Jesus. He loved you and he will always love you. That is the mission of this broadcast. Now, Brother Harold, here we are. And I will turn it back over to you for the remaining of the broadcast, the ingredients of agape love.
Amen. Amen. And that's, first of all, congratulations to my brothers and sisters that came into the family. Hallelujah. And all I can say is get ready. Glory to God. Amen. You will see life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blinders will come off. Amen. The deception of this world and the deception of the enemy. Glory to God. The lies, amen, that's been put on the inside will, glory to God, will be washed away by truth. Amen. Truth shall be revealed. Hallelujah. And life is just beginning. Hallelujah. You know, what Paul said, he said, I put them things behind. Amen. Whatever happened before salvation, just put it on the back burner. Just put it behind. Amen. And begin to move forward. Somebody say forward. Amen. Begin to move forward in the agape. Amen. Begin to move forward in the love of God. Congratulations, I say again. Welcome to the family of God. We love you. Amen. We love you. We love you dearly. Amen. But I tell you what, when your eyes open up and you see the love of the Father, hallelujah. You know, that I hear that song that say, I want to know what love is. Amen. Hallelujah. You will begin to know in your knower what love is. Hallelujah. And we're going to perfect this love. We're going to complete this love. Somebody say perfect and complete. Love, the very essence of who God is, his very nature. Amen. And love is a source. Love is a source. And the source that love produces is the grace of merited favor, okay? In the presence of God, hallelujah, that's often within itself. If we know that, we know. These are not head knowledge words, amen. What I'm talking to you coming out of my heart, amen. Glory to God, amen. And God, the miracle came, amen. When the heart is open, amen, and the seed of the word of God, of the word of love, begin to penetrate, amen, into the ground, amen, amen. You know, there's four types of ground, glory to God. There's the stony ground, the wayside ground, amen, but then there's good ground, hallelujah, amen. And we hang around love, amen, and how? Abiding, we talked about that. Amen. Coming one with knowing and our knower. Amen. That we know that we know that we know. And we hang around there. And he, through his word, through the new life, somebody say new life, new beginning, amen. The life of Christ, somebody say resurrection. The resurrection life of Jesus Christ coming on the inside of us. You say, but that sounds like a miracle. It is. Amen. Through the miracle working power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And our hearts are changed. And I was talking about the ground, the stony ground. Amen. It be broken up. Amen. The stony ground, all those stones be cut off.
amen, in the wayside ground, that hardened ground be tilled, amen, and then the heart become pliable, amen. The heart become pliable. And what did God say? He said, I give you a heart of flesh. And that's not flesh to sin, but it's a soft heart, amen, that when the seed of the agape come forth, amen, it'll find your heart good ground. And that's what we love, good ground. And see, in Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast, when we come forth, we pray against every stony ground and every stony ground and every wayside ground. And we begin to call forth good ground in the hearts of the people as the seeds of the word come forth. Hallelujah. And penetrate. And use that word, say, germinate. Amen. And germinate into the heart. Amen. And the two shall become one. Glory to God. So we're talking about, and when the divine light shines, the divine light, that's God himself, shines within us, amen, then it becomes truth. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have this grace, unmerited favor, and we have this truth, amen. And all this is manifested supernaturally by faith, amen, by God's dear Son, through God's dear Son, amen, who is love. Hallelujah. Who is the agape? And when he came to flesh, amen, that was just a miracle. He was a miracle. But then he becomes a miracle when he comes into our heart. Amen. Amen. That's a miracle. But we become that miracle. Amen. We become that miracle. We're a miracle. Amen. I'm a miracle talking to miracle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't of this world. Love, amen, has changed us from the inside out. So we're talking grace. We're talking truth. Why? We're going to perfection. We're going to completion. Why? The love started, the source from the heart of God. Come on. And you know God is one God with three manifestations, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Father is the Son. Yes. The Father is the source. Yes. The Son is the source. Yes. Holy Spirit is the source of the agape. Glory to God. And so we want to hit the relationship. Somebody say relationship. An intimate relationship with this. Amen. And we can never have intimacy without the heart being involved. Amen. The heart has to be given. Amen. And, you know, there's a mistake in that because some, most Christians think, well, I got to just get myself right and clean up my heart. Then I go give it to him. Amen. The devil will have you walk around in the wilderness for another 50 years trying to do that. Glory to God. But the agape say unconditionally, meaning come just as you are. Amen. And I accept you as you are, but I love you too much to keep you the same. Amen. So we connect to the source, God the Father. Amen. In Christ. Amen. And notice what I say, no longer I was in self. So no longer in self, no longer in error, I'm in Christ. Amen. And now because I'm in Christ, I have access. Amen. Because Jesus said, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the way. No one comes unto the Father but by me. Amen. So I'm connected. We are connected to the Father. Amen. And this is a deeper, see, intimacy is deep. Intimacy is not casual. Amen. It's a deep, finer fellowship. Amen. A fellowship greater than any other fellowship we have encountered in our life. Amen. And it's greater than any other fellowship that we will encounter. Amen. We will never encounter anything greater than encountering the heart of God. Amen. Than encountering his love. I would hate to use the word most importantly, but you got to see me by the Spirit. Encountering the heart of God is the most important thing that we can do in our Christian walk. Amen. Why? Because this is a love story. Amen. Amen. It's a love story from God to our hearts. Amen. To a lost people that don't know. And God is writing this story to tell us how much he loves us. Amen. Glory to God. And it's good news. Hallelujah. And see, all that is wonderful. But it doesn't complete it. Amen. And it doesn't perfect it. Amen. And that's why we have to complete it. God waiting on us. And we're going to tap into that completion and perfection. Okay, so the agape love. And we can't, you know, and it's given to us because he's the source.
Amen. But we have to abide to him. We got to get back connected to him. And I don't have time to say that. You know, Adam disconnected, but Jesus connected. The first Adam disconnected, but the second Adam reconnected. Amen. And since we're in Christ, we are reconnected back to the Father. And now we're abiding in Jesus. Amen. And since we're abiding in Jesus, we abided in love. Okay, so we got that. Abiding in love. Okay, the source, amen, the agape was in the Father, amen, in the Son, in God. We'll just say God, the source, amen. But that source was released and came into us. Amen. Yes, yes. And because it came into us, now, glory to God, the source is not alone. Why? Because we are with the source and we are abiding with the source. We are abiding with this love. Amen. Which is awesome. Amen. Glory to God. But it still doesn't complete it and it doesn't perfect it. I mean, it's awesome, but it doesn't complete. Let's get into the completion. And because we're abiding, we're connected. We plugged up. Amen. We're in the power source. Amen. Now we are living our life. Here comes the completion. When we abide in the love, and she read it, Minister Smith read it, Randy John, that's the way she ended it. When we abide in this love, we just can't keep it for ourselves. That's where we grow up. Hallelujah. We just don't store it up on the inside of us. Amen. You know, glory to God. If we store it up on the inside of us, it's not perfected. Man, powerful as it is, if we store this love up on the inside of us, it's not completed. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The only way we perfect it, but the agape, the only way we complete, somebody say complete, the agape, is we have to let it flow through us. Amen. There goes the perfection. We have to let the agape flow through us. Amen. To get to, glory to God. Amen. It got to go through to get to. Amen. Glory to God. To others. Somebody say others. Amen. And we got to do it habitually. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And when we go to the mall, amen, we go to the mall to find somebody to complete this love and to perfect this love. Amen. And now you have the greater opportunity. We have the greater opportunity. Amen. To perfect it. Amen. It comes to us. We abide in this agape. But to perfect it and complete it, it has to go through us. Amen. And you know what? We start now. Somebody say now. Glory to God. So now, when you see your spouse later on today, amen, perfect and complete the agape by letting it flow through you into your spouse. When you see your children later on today, perfect and complete this agape by letting it flow out of you into somebody else. When you go to the grocery store, perfect the love of God to the life of somebody. When you go to the mall, perfect the love of God in the life of somebody. When you go to work, perfect the love of God in your neighborhood. Amen. Anywhere, wherever you go, look around and find somebody that looked like you used to look, like I used to look, that was looking for love in all the wrong places. Take what God has given us and take it and give it to the heart of another, and they too, hallelujah, will begin to abide and begin to release and tell the story of God. I love you. I love
Praise
you.
The Lord.
And there is nothing you can do to stop me. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Smith.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this has been a wonderful, wonderful, enjoyable ride on the love train. That's what I like, the love train of Jesus Christ. I tell you. If you have not been exposed, experienced, or even pierced by the joy from Minister Harold's lesson today, something must be a little wrong. So we may have to just go back to the feet of Jesus and get on our knees and just say, Lord, please give me some of that excitement, that joy that Minister Copeland has. It just exuberates across the airways through this broadcast or in the studio. It is just totally infectious. So I pray and encourage you to be joyful, to be a cheerleader for Jesus with a lot of love in your heart. And this is what he wants us to have, is to share his love with others. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you, this is the it brings us to the end of the broadcast today, but of course not the end of the teaching series, The Ingredients of Agape Love. So we will meet again on next week concerning the ingredients of agape love, and this has been a wonderful time. Thank you again, Minister Copeland, for another wonderful ingredient of what agape love looks like through Scripture. So always remember that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God remains forever and ever and ever. God bless you, and thank you for being a faithful listener to Mission from the Heart Radio. And always know that God is love, and he loves you first.